Every day, in communities just like yours, men and women devote their lives to building our economies, brick by brick and job by job. These are their stories. You're listening to From the Ground Up, North America's Top 50 Economic Developers, hosted by Tim Tarantine and Amanda Harrison.
Hey there, thanks for tuning in to From the Ground Up, North America's Top 50 Economic Developers. This is Amanda and I'm here with Tim, and today we are highlighting another one of our awesome economic developers. Now, this podcast is called North America's Top 50, and so that is truly the case. Today we are representing from one of our friends up in Canada. Tim, tell us what you got.
I had a great time with Cindy Simons-Milroy. She's up in Ontario at the City of Oshawa Economic Development, and her passion for her community, her passion for talent, her passion to see those folks in Oshawa County having jobs and having opportunities just jumps over the phone in my conversation with her. She's the director there, and she's been there for 14 years. She used to manage economic development in another town called Cobourg, and she continues to do great work there in Canada in economic development. I think her approach will be refreshing, and you all will love to hear what she's got to say about her work there in Canada.
And for those of you who aren't familiar, Oshawa is right on the outskirts of Toronto, so that'll give you a little geographical reference as you listen to what Cindy has to say.
Hi, Cindy. This is Tim Tarantine with Consultant Connect. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Tim. It's a pleasure to be with you this morning.
Absolutely. We're honored to talk to one of North America's top 50 economic developers, and I want to open with us getting a little insight into who you are. What's one thing everyone should know about you?
Well, I think it's hard to pick just one, but I guess if I have to pick one, it's that I've been in economic development in various forms for over 27 years now. So I've been in the field for a very long time. But I've had a really varied career, starting from working in the private sector to moving into helping entrepreneurs start and grow their businesses, and then progressing into doing economic development for both a small community and a large one.
Wow. Can we unpack that kind of moving into economic development? I'm interested to know, how did you choose this career, or did this career choose you?
Well, it's interesting. I think it really chose me. I didn't start out with a career in economic development. As I said, I started out in the private sector. I worked in a finance department for a large manufacturing company. I was originally set on a career of becoming a certified management accountant. But then this very interesting opportunity came up in our community to be part of a brand new organization that was being created by the federal government to help small businesses get started. And coming from an entrepreneurial background, it kind of appealed to me. So I took that job and I grew. And from there, I moved into economic development and I've really never looked back.
Wow. And currently you're with the City of Oshawa's economic development there in Canada. Tell us about kind of what sets that organization apart from others in the industry.
Well, I think part of what sets us apart is that the majority of my staff, including myself, come from the private sector. So we complement each other with our skill sets. We bring backgrounds of finance, real estate, business management, and planning. And we really take an entrepreneurial approach when it comes to dealing with our client inquiries. We know what it's like to be on the other side, to be the ones that are waiting for the information so that we can make decisions. And so we make sure that we respond promptly and with comprehensive packages. And we're truthful. And I'm not saying that others aren't, but I can't believe how many times I hear site selectors say at various events, please tell us the truth. If the site isn't perfect or you know something that might affect our plans, tell us. So we tell them. We tell them the good and the bad, and that's how you build trust in this business. It's all about the relationships. And if you do something to break that trust, you won't get a call back.
I've heard you talk about trust and relationships as critical success measures for your interactions with site selectors and growing new business. Tell us about how you define success for yourself as a leader, and then let our listening audience also hear how you define it for your organization.
Well, I think that knowing that at the end of the day, we can go home and feeling a sense of accomplishment, that what we did today is going to make a difference in our community. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but that it's going to lead to something good for our community. That to me is success. From an organizational perspective, I think having a team that's creative and well-respected in the community and with other staff members and are results-oriented and not afraid to work outside the box and can challenge the status quo is important. So we've really put together this very kind of unique team that that knows what it's like to be in the other person's shoes. And it, because of that, we are very successful in what we do.
Outstanding. I've asked this question, Cindy, to some of your colleagues in the top 50. And we often talk about success and how we define it, but we rarely talk about failure. And so we often learn more from our failures than our successes. Tell us about a project or a deal that fell through where you didn't have success and all of your authenticity and your strategy. Sometimes you just don't win. So tell us what you've learned from those failures or from one failure that you can think about that has been very helpful.
Yeah, when I reflect on that, I don't look at projects that we didn't get as a failure. I look at them as an opportunity to learn. And, you know, there are many projects in this business that, you know, come along and that we don't land. And there's a whole host of reasons why we don't land those projects, whether it's because, you know, there's some aspect that, you know, in the end, the site selector or the decision maker, you know, said was absolutely critical. It could be the specific size building or it could be a rail spur or whatever the criteria was. But we do learn from each submission that we make. And we, you know, each time a new submission comes in, we ask more questions. We probe more into why certain criteria are important for that company. We become a little bit more creative in the way that we respond so that we stand out in either the site selector's eyes or the eyes of the decision maker. So it's all a learning process. It's all about making sure that that we put our best foot forward for our community.
Absolutely. So let's go back to you as a leader. When you think about your career, I think you said you've been in economic development over 27 years.
Yes.
And this is a tough question. This is a hard thing to do. But what do you think one lesson would be in your leadership that you've experienced that we could all learn from? So after 27 years in business and business development and economic development, what's a lesson that really shines for you?
Well, actually, you know, I think there's actually two that okay. I think stand out for me.
Great.
One is that change is everywhere. And as a leader, you need to look beyond what is in front of you and see the opportunities. You constantly need to assess and reassess the conditions around you. You need to manage the change before it manages you. And the second lesson is that you have to have an entrepreneurial attitude. It doesn't mean that you need to be an entrepreneur. You just have to be entrepreneurial. You have to have an attitude that's focused on continuous renewal and reinvention. And that's what allows us to sustain success. And without it, we can't grow and innovate. We can't affect those changes in our community that will help it respond to the changing world.
So knowing all of that about leadership, and those are two great leadership lessons that you've learned, what's keeping you up at night? knowing what you know, and then knowing the realities of our industry and the economy, what's got you up?
You know, that's kind of a hard one, but I think probably making sure that we stay relevant, that we stay on top of the learning curve. Economic development has so many components, and you can't be an expert in everything. Technology is changing at such a rapid pace, and we have tools available to us today that weren't available 3 or 5 or 10 years ago, and in some cases, even, you know, 6 months ago. So you need to stay on top of the things that are important to businesses today. And with a small team like we have, I mean, there is only 5 of us, it's sometimes tough to do. So you can't be good at all things, but you can be good at those things that matter.
Sure. I appreciate that wisdom, and I'm sure our listening audience will as well. So let's get you out of here on this one. Let's think about the future. You obviously are a leader who's creative and innovative and likes to, this relevance word is important to you. When you look in the future, what do you feel will be the most important thing for communities and economic developers to focus on? Where do we get our biggest bang for the buck looking forward?
Well, I think one of the most critical components today and moving forward is developing our labor force. We need to look at how we attract and keep skilled labor, engineers, technicians, you know, welders, electricians, whatever the skill set is, we need to stay on top of the labor force needs of business. Not just what they need today, but what they project for the future. We need to work with our educational institutions from public school right through to post-secondary, and we need to start early. Too many kids today think that the trades aren't sexy, or maybe it's the parents that don't, but trades are what built our countries, and they're more and more demand today. Companies want access to a skilled labor force, and if you don't have it, they're not going to locate in your community.
Sure. Well, Cindy, the work you're doing there in Canada is amazing. You continue to represent our industry so well. And we congratulate you on being named one of North America's top 50 economic developers.
Thank you very much, Tim. I'm very humbled by all of this. And it's a great opportunity for our profession. And I really want to thank you for taking the time to talk to me today.
Thank you for tuning in to North America's Top 50, produced by Consultant Connect, where we're working to bridge the gap between leading economic developers and location consultants. To learn more about what we do and how to get involved, please visit consultantconnect.com or tweet me at Ron Kitchens.